The Committee on Rules will now come to order. Cindy will please call the roll.
Chair Beniquisto?
Here.
Vice Chair Brainin?
Here.
Senator Book? Senator Bradley? Senator Brandis?
Here.
Senator Flores?
Here.
Senator Galvano? Senator Lee?
Here.
Senator Montford?
Here.
Senator Perry? Senator Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Simpson?
Here.
Senator Thurston?
Yes, here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please fill out a public comment card and make sure to identify yourself when speaking. Senators will go to tab 6 first, which is Senator Stubbe's bill, SB 7004, which is an open government sunset review. Senator Stubbe, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the result of an open government sunset review of public records exemption, which was assigned to the staff of the Judiciary Committee. The exemptions restrict the disclosure of contact information for a petitioner of an injunction for protection against domestic violence or repeat sexual or dating violence. The exemptions are scheduled to repeal October 2nd, 2018. The contact information protected by the exemptions will be included on a database that automatically provides notice to a petitioner that an injunction for protection has been served on the respondent. The database will be maintained by the clerks of court. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there questions? Seeing no questions, we have no public testimony on this bill. In debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Stubbe waves his close, and Cindy will please call the roll for SB 7004.
Senator Book? Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Galvano? Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Perry? Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Brainin?
Yes.
Chair Beniquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Next, senators will go to tab 7, also by Senator Stubbe, SB 7006, another open government sunset review.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a open government sunset review of a public records exemption which was assigned to the judiciary staff. The exemption at issue is contained in the Florida False Claims Act. Under the act, a private citizen called a relator may bring a civil action on behalf of the state alleging that someone has committed fraud against the state. This is known as a quietam action, and as an incentive for reporting fraud, the private citizen who brings the action is entitled to a portion of the recovery. The exemption in the False Claims Act temporarily prevents the disclosure of the complaint filed by the relator and supporting information served on the AG and the chief financial officer. The complaint and information becomes public when the state files its own action or closes an investigation of the matter without filing an action or when the action is voluntarily dismissed. The public benefits of continuing the exemption include protecting the identity of the person who initiates the false claim action, allowing the state to privately investigate the merits of the claim, and maintaining the confidentiality of state information to protect the confidentiality of any related federal investigations. That's the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. Questions? Seeing no questions, we have no public testimony on this bill. Do we have debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Stubbe waves his close, and Cindy will call the roll for SB 7006.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Brainin?
Yes.
Chair Beniquisto?
Yes. By your vote, the bill is reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Next, senators will go to tab 1, which is Senator Huckel's bill, Senate Bill 118 on visitation of schools by state legislators. Senator Huckel.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you, senators, for allowing me to present this bill. Senate Bill 118 authorizes an individual member of the state legislature to visit any school district in his or her legislative district. And this is similar to the bill which we passed last session, which allowed school board members to visit the schools in their district. Why is this important? It's important, number one, for us to show our commitment to education. It's also a wonderful opportunity for us to meet with our youngest constituents and the teachers that are guiding them, but more importantly, to see what teachers face every day in the classroom. And as a former teacher, I can tell you I love to have visitors, but more importantly, my young children just love to have visitors because they want to know that we care about them and they just want to see people come and see what they do. So with that, I'm going to ask you to support this bill, but there is one amendment.
Okay, are there questions on the bill before we move to the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is barcode 495890, which is timely filed. Senator Huchel to explain.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Last time when this bill was heard, the question came up, do I also mean to include charter schools? And the answer is yes. So I agreed to do this amendment, which would clarify and make very clear that we want to include charter schools also, and that's the amendment.
Thank you for that explanation. Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing no questions on the amendment, we do have Billy Ann Gay on behalf of the Florida School Boards Association on the amendment. Waves and support. Is there a debate on the amendment? Seeing no debate, without objection, we'll show barcode 495890 adopted. We're back on the bill. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we have Martina Brower, Executive Director, Florida School Nutrition Association. Speaking. Come on up.
I just wanted to take 1 minute to invite each and every one of you to come to school and take part in the school lunch program. We make a healthy, nutritious, affordable, great meal for kids every day, and we would just hope that you all, now that you can do this, can pop in and have lunch or breakfast with us any day. Thanks.
Thank you. And Billy Ann Gay on behalf of the Florida School Boards Association. Waving in support. We're back on the bill. Is there a debate on the bill? Seeing no debate on the bill. Senator Huchel.
A wave close.
Senator Huchel, having waved her close, Cindy will call the roll for SB 118.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Chairman Acquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported in favor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, senators, will go to tab 3, which is Senate Bill 510, reporting of adverse incidents on planned out-of-hospital births by Senator Young.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This legislation requires that every planned out-of-hospital birth that ends in an adverse incident, as specified in the bill, will have to be reported within 15 days to the Department of Health by the attending midwife or physician. This brings this into line with what is already required of in-hospital births and makes sure that we have full information on the adverse incidents for our new mothers. That is the bill.
Thank you. Do we have questions on the bill? Seeing no questions on that bill, we will go to the amendment, which is barcode 318824, timely filed. Senator Young.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The bill takes effect upon becoming law, but the department needs time for rulemaking, so it moves the date where the actual adverse incident reporting will start to July 1st, and that is the amendment.
Thank you. Do we have questions? Seeing no questions, we have Ron Watson on behalf of the Midwife Association of Florida waving in support. We're back on the amendment. Is there debate? Seeing no debate, we'll show amendment barcode 318824 adopted without objection. And then we had barcode 773218, which was withdrawn. We are back on the bill. Questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we have Mr. Ron Watson, behalf of the Midwife Association, waving on in support of the bill as amended. Is there debate? No debate.
Wave close.
Senator Young waves her close, and Cindy will call the roll for CS for Senate Bill 510.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley? Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Chairman Acquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Okay. Next, senators, will go to tab 4, which is Senate Bill 7000. An open government sunset review by Senator Bracey. Senator Bracey, you're recognized.
Thank you. SB 7000 continues a public records exemption that protects for disclosure certain criminal history records of victims of human trafficking. It allows victims of human trafficking to petition the court to expunge any criminal history records that occurred during the time that they were part of a human trafficking scheme. The bill removes the scheduled sunset and repeal of the exemption, thereby reenacting the exemption. That's the bill.
Thank you for that explanation. Are there questions? Seeing no questions, we have no public testimony on the bill. Debate? Without debate, Senator Bracey to close.
Wave close.
Senator Bracey waves this close, and Cindy will call the roll for SB 7000.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Chair Benaquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Next, Senators Tab 5, SB 7002, Open Government Sunset Review on. You will explain.
Yes, thank you. This bill continues a public meetings exemption. This exemption applies to the portion of a meeting of a duly constituted criminal justice commission at which members of the commission discuss active criminal intelligence information or active criminal investigative information that is currently being considered by or which may foreseeably come before the commission. The bill removes the scheduled sunset and repeal of the exemption, thereby reenacting the exemption.
Thank you. Questions? Seeing no questions, we have no public testimony. Debate? Seeing no debate. Senator Bracey waves his close, and Cindy will call the roll for SB 7002.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandis?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Montford?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Chair Benaquisto?
Yes, by your vote, the bill is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Our final bill is Tab 2 by Senator Grimsley, which is Senate Bill 404 on state symbols, and Senator Monford is a prime co-sponsor. Senator Monford, to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm pleased to present this for Senator Grimsley. The Senate Bill 404 recognized the Florida cracker cow as official state heritage cattle breed. It also reauthorizes the cracker horse and the loggerhead turtle as state symbols. When these two symbols were authorized, a sunset provision was placed on each one, and therefore this bill simply removes the sunset and retains these symbols under current law. Now, let me talk to you just a minute about the Florida cracker cow. By the way, I used to have a herd of cracker cows, and they're good. But this is an educational experience, especially for those of you who don't know what cracker cows are. Florida cracker cows descend from the cattle first brought over to Florida in the 1500s by the Spanish. Florida cracker is a breed of cattle developed in the state of Florida and named for the Florida cracker culture in which it was kept. Florida cracker cattle are one of the oldest and rarest breeds of cattle in the United States. They're a small horned breed that quickly adapted to the Florida landscape and have long been prized for their resistance to parasites and the ability to survive in the Florida heat. They tend to be more docile and easier to manage by humans, making them a popular choice for cattle roping competitions and for recreational cow raising activities such as 4-H. In the 1970s, Florida Commission of Agriculture Doyle Conner put out the word that it was an important endeavor to save the Florida cracker cattle from extinction and asked for contributions to Florida cracker cattle to start a state-owned herd, which is still being maintained by the department as it at its facilities off the Capitol Circle Northeast. And by the way, that's right over on Conner Boulevard. And if you don't know where that museum is, I would encourage you to go there. They've got cracker cattle. They've got cracker horses. They've got sheep that are descendants of the Spaniards. It's really a neat, neat place for you to visit, seriously. And but despite the continued work of the department and the breed association, the breed is still listed as critical by the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. The Florida cracker cow is a vital part of our Florida history and certainly is worthy of this recognition. I would encourage your support of this good, good bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You were born to run this bill, Senator Monford. I think it's a good thing Senator Grimsley couldn't be here today. Questions? Is that anyone, Coach? Senator Galvano.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. You mentioned the cracker horse. Is that the same as the marsh tacky?
I'm not sure what that is. No. The cracker horse is, once again, is a descendant of those original horses that came over to the Spaniards. They, too, have known to be able to survive on very little food and be able to survive the attack of parasites and other insects.
So a follow-up, these are serious questions.
Oh, it is?
Here.
Oh, okay.
You know, I got to know what to tell my constituents. The because I know when we were in the House, we designated the marsh tacky for the Florida horse. So I'm assuming it's the same one, or are we changing it?
No, we're not changing.
Okay.
The cracker horse, there are a lot of different breed of horses always want to be real cracker horses. And there are some fake horses that claim to be cracker horses, but they're really not. But no, this is not a change at all.
Okay.
Cracker horse, it's the same one before, seriously.
Seriously. Senator Brandes.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I have a serious question as well. Obviously, the state bird is very germane to this piece of legislation. The state bird, for many of you who don't know, is the northern mockingbird, which happens to be the state bird of four other states. And it doesn't seem like a great state like Florida, with the second most coastline from any other country, any other state than Alaska, should have the northern mockingbird as its state bird. We should consider things like seabirds, like maybe the beautiful ibis, or maybe the Osceola turkey, which is indigenous to the state of Florida and found almost nowhere else in the country. But would like you to consider potentially putting a sunset on the state bird and allowing students or other individuals to consider a new bird for this great, beautiful state.
Senator Mumford.
Pardon me? Is that a
question?
Would
you like to respond?
that's been discussed for a number of years, and someone said, well, you know, do you really want to go out if it's the turkey and shoot the state bird? don't want to do that. But it's certainly worthy of consideration.
We could make it potentially the construction crane.
Could be. It could be. But, you know, we do take this very serious. You know, 2 years ago we made Tupelo honey, the official state honey for Florida. I remember your question, Senator Simpson. You mentioned something about you had some kind of orange blossom honey or something, but you agreed that really Tupelo honey was best. So, this is a good bill for this legislation, certainly for this committee. I urge your support of this bill. Good bill.
Senator Galvano.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I just might suggest, given the weather, that the penguin could be a good choice.
Senator Thurston.
No, my question was answered.
Senator Flores has a question for information.
For the previous question from Senator Galvano, according to the Associated Press in 2008, the cracker horse is very similar in type and genetics to the Carolina marsh tacky. However, DNA testing has proven that these are separate breeds. So I don't know how we want to deal with that, but that's a fact now. Associated Press said so. So there you go.
There you go. We don't have any public testimony on this bill. Should we go into debate? Is there a debate on the bill? Senator Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thank you for coming forward with this good bill. I'm going to vote for it at this stop. But I really want to hear more of the debate and dialogue going forward. Thank you.
Any additional debate? I think there have been grave concerns raised about this bill today and the bird issue, Senator Mumford. So as you and Senator Grimsley work on this issue moving forward, I know you'll do your best.
We'll certainly take all these wise comments under consideration.
Thank you. You are recognized to close on your bill.
Wave to close, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Senator Mumford, having waved his close, Cindy will call the roll on Senate Bill 404.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Brandes?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Galvano?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Mumford?
Yes.
Senator Perry?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Simpson?
Yes.
Senator Thurston?
Yes.
Vice Chair Brannon?
Yes.
Chair Beniquisto?
Yes, and by your vote, closely. That's a close vote. The bill is reported favorably. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Senator Bradley?
Yes, Madam Chair. And that was a good discussion, a lot of fun. When this reaches the floor, I would seriously, if this reaches the floor, I would seriously like to have a discussion of the DNA of cracker horses and the current state horse, because the staff report indicates that the two are the same, and they may not be. So I know that this is all good fun, but, you know, this is serious. I mean, it, when you walk into the Capitol, it reflects the things that reflect the character of our state, and I would like to see some information on that, just for the record. Thank you.
Yes.
Any other business?
Yes.
Senator
yes,
Galvano.
Yes, may I be shown as voting favorable for tab 6, the measure under tab 6, please?
With unanimous consent, show that motion adopted. Senator Book.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I, too, would like to be shown voting in the affirmative for tab 6, Senate Bill 7004.
Show that adopted unanimously. Anyone else? With no further business to come before the committee, Senator Perry moves we adjourn. And without objection, the meeting is adjourned.